Late Bloomers. My name is Tom.
I'm Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer, Tom and Gene. And we are so, the feedback we've been getting on the restaurant one and the one before that has just been unbelievable. We are so grateful for you guys coming in, checking in with us, and we hope to deliver amazing content for you.
Also, guys, just a searching thing. We did change our name about a month ago Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. We are no longer the Late Bloomer podcast. We had a few names, but now we're Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. Don't forget that when you guys search us up.
Very important. Okay. And a little hungover, Gene.
Yep.
A little hungover.
Dude, I feel like we raged for what? Like
10 hours, bro.
I mean, I was here at 1, right?
Well, yeah.
I was here at 1, and then everyone left like 12.
Yeah, sorry. I was one of the last ones out. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I should have been a little more considerate.
Yeah, no, you're good.
My fault. But
I felt like at one point, so the party was at our house, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like at one point, all of the people that lived here went into their rooms.
Took a nap.
And then, like, I made some TikToks. Like, I took a shower. I walked back out. And motherfuckers are still playing Flip Cup. I'm like, dude, fucking go home.
I was like, bro,
the game ended 3 hours ago. Like, what the fuck are you
waiting,
still doing here?
Everyone was waiting for the game to end to then rage. There was the game
exactly.
Was just like,
I felt like none. I feel this way every year. I do a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
None of the girls give a shit. They're like, oh, hole in one.
Half-time.
Yeah, home run. And they're just like, shots? White claws.
Oh, is this the weekend? I love the weekend.
Which was the halftime show.
Yeah, that was the halftime show.
But there was a brunette you were talking to.
Oh, you know me and my brunettes, man.
And I was talking to a blonde.
Well, that's what shocking for you.
Right, right. So I was thinking today we have the age-old debate. Blondes versus brunettes.
I am always right at all times.
Who are you taking?
You know who I'm taking.
I know who you're taking, but the audience needs to know who you're taking.
Brunettes all day. And it's sometimes like the jet black hair a little bit, like the Italian kind of thing, but always brunettes. Okay. Always brunettes.
Okay, so.
And I wonder where you are.
I'm always the blondes. I
shocking.
Love the blondes.
You are in blondes? What
I,
the
I love
fuck?
The blondes. Maybe it's a thing of like contrast, like just because like, you know, I'm dark haired, yeah. I'm ethnic. Okay. Maybe I like the contrast, right? Maybe I like blondes. And maybe since you're white, you like
also
the ethnics, right?
I do.
But then again, there's plenty of white guys that like blondes and vice versa.
Are you like blue-eyed blonde, like California look all day? Or do you care about the eye color? Or are you just blonde?
So I think it derives from, I went to high school in like a super, super white area. Chino Hills, California. Or not high school, elementary school.
Yeah.
Chino Hills, California, where Lonzo Ball and the Ball brothers
cool.
went.
Yeah.
And I always fascinated by blondes.
What do you
maybe
mean
because I felt that at the unconfident person that I was in elementary school, I felt that they were unattainable.
Okay.
Maybe because in that area, wearing Quicksilver and Billabong and Volcom and being a skater that played the drums was cool.
Who had like the hair flip all
right,
the time.
Who had the hair flip.
Yeah.
And I'm over here with my fucking like spiky ass Asian afro buzz cut.
You were
right?
Very Asian, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had a bowl cut in fucking high school. I don't know what it is, but blondes or brunettes, I'd go blondes all day. I like the light colored eyes.
Yeah.
I like the tan blondes though.
So like not Swedish, like not like Norwegian.
Oh
European?
No, I mean don't get me wrong.
Oh,
Swedish
I know,
girls
but like I'm saying,
gorgeous.
If you were, yeah,
Swedish
stunning.
Girls are gorgeous, but I like the tan blonde. I like the big chest. You know,
I
like the Barbie look,
the jacked.
Yeah, you like the. I always when I think like blondes, tan blondes, I think Kim K. Right.
Wait. Blonde.
Like no, brunette.
Oh, okay.
Brunette tan. I think like you like the Kim K look, and I like the.
Paris Hilton.
Scarlett Johansson, Paris Paris Hilton's
well,
a little
back in the day.
Up.
Back
yeah,
in the
back
day when those
Britney
two were
Spears.
Hanging up. Yeah.
Okay, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Why do you like the brunette
you know what,
tan look?
You know, I don't know, but it's funny because you said like I grew up around blondes. I didn't grow up around Latinos at all. And then there's something.
You grew up in fucking Minnesota.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of blondes.
Like, pale ass freckled gingers. Which, by the
which, way, you love.
I love gingers. The more soulless they are, the hotter they are. Dude,
freckles all day.
Fire crotch all day, baby.
Okay,
no, I don't know about the fire crotch. Honestly, I've never met a ginger that was so ginger that she had a red pussy. Have you ever met a red pussy ginger?
I've never even gone for a fire crotch before, ever.
Yeah.
I've never even tried to bring one home.
I love them. It's like something like exotic.
Okay.
But like, they're not that common and just like, I will agree. Some redheads are not the cutest, but I do find a lot of redheads attractive.
I can see that. I mean,
I don't like the fake red hair though. You know, like burgundy. Yeah,
first, I think that's it's sexy, but it has to go on a certain look. I think, in my opinion, because I'm not a big like freckle guy. Like if I see a ton, I'm like, okay, well that's there, but it's not for me. But to answer your question about the brunette thing, I don't know. I think ever since I moved here, I was like, these girls are unbelievable. Like the Latina, like there's something about the curves and the culture of Latina, like passion and romance and like sensuality that I'm like, oh my God, you are so sexy.
Tom loves the BB dub.
Okay, so, no, I don't. First off, his idea of a BB dub is
Tom loves
not even
the
accurate.
BB dub.
First off, I won't.
Like, for example, Tom fascinizes about Lizzo every night. That's who he touches himself
Lizzo?
To.
That's not even related to anything that we just said.
Tom loves BB dub.
Gene loves jacked vascularity back. Like pretty
dude,
much if
I love
if he's
girls.
Hitting if he's hitting doggy style, like, he wants it to look like a dude from the back. That's what he does.
Okay. Don't go overboard. But I do love like the fit. Girls,
I know you
right?
do. That's what
right?
I'm saying. You like
they
the
have to
obliques.
Have okay, I don't know about it. They don't have to have the obliques, but like I love the girl with like some muscle on her.
Okay,
it sounds really.
You are
weird.
Not proving my point at all. First off, I want the bicep. I want the veins to pop.
No,
out.
Like I
abs.
Love. I love like the fit look. You know, I like fitness model girls.
Okay.
Not when they're like on stage and they're like fucking 4% body fat with a fucking
fake
brown tan.
Okay.
But like when they're prepping. I think that's so hot.
I guess.
Like the muscular
off,
legs,
okay,
the big
so like,
butt,
give
but
us...
it's not like a fat butt. Like the fat liposuction butt, that's the biggest turn off ever.
No. Okay, so like let's just say for the audience that doesn't get it, what would be like a person, they're like, that's my 10.
And we'll put them on the green screen. I love Buff Bunny. That doesn't help me. That does not help my case at all. That's her Instagram.
That's
I also like Hannah Polite. She's an Instagram model.
Okay.
I like
anybody famous who doesn't follow Instagram girls.
I don't know. I mean, everyone
Scarlett
I think
Johansson.
About is like,
you said Scarlett Johansson, right?
Scarlett
she's
Johansson.
Like, she's more feminine.
Well, she's Scarlett Johansson's beautiful in the face.
Everywhere.
But I wouldn't
she's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, everywhere. But like, I don't necessarily think about her body wise.
Oh man.
Don't get me wrong.
Remember,
she's
first off. That's
really
like, oh.
That's what you remember about Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, have you seen that?
Okay,
I'll
give you an example everyone will know. Maybe the younger kids won't know.
Okay.
Carmen Electra back in her day.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Pamela Anderson back in her day. Baywatch.
Man.
Right?
Man.
That's my shit.
Okay.
So give me an example of your celebrity crushes.
Everyone's like BBW.
Body-wise. Other than Lizzo.
Don't even talk about Lizzo, first off. No, it would be like, okay, Instagram-wise, like Ariana Celeste.
Megan Trainor, maybe?
She's blonde, kidding. Actually. No, like Ariana Celeste or like
okay,
who'd be famous? Like
one.
Like young Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Or like who's a big one?
Young Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, like in Friends, when she was in Friends.
But she's like blonde and like super white.
She's like dirty blonde.
Okay. I thought you liked like
I do, but I'm just saying like body wise.
I thought you would for sure say like Kim K.
Yeah, back in the day.
Like,
not now. Now she's like
okay.
Wide hips. I don't like wide hips.
Do you know Kadia? I think that's her name.
No.
Kadia English. I need to show you.
Yeah, show me a picture of her. Yeah, I'm done.
She's fucking hot.
Is she hot? Okay, so yeah, it would probably be like old Kim K. It would be Jennifer Aniston, maybe like Jennifer Lopez. Oh, you know my number one?
Oh, J-Lo.
Number one, this one's on my vision board. Selma Hayek.
Really?
Bro,
dude, that would never be someone I have
light
on my
skin,
vision board.
Light skin. No, she was young. She's like 50 now. But I'm saying like when she's like in her 20s coming up, bro, she was gorgeous. Light
I'm,
skin,
I'm just
Latina.
Picturing your fucking vision board right now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like late boomer talk podcast with Tom and Gene.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking $1 billion.
Yep.
Fucking Salma Hayek in the middle with her legs wide open.
That's literally what it is. That's exactly what it is. So it's Salma Hayek or it's like Victoria Justice, I think, is on there.
Ooh.
Ariana Celeste.
Ooh,
I think Tori Kelly, I think, is on there.
Ariane Celeste, I would give that to.
Oh, I met her too. I was like, oh, she's gorgeous.
Dude, some of those UFC girls, like, oh my God.
Man, that's impressive. Anyway, okay. What do you think it is in us?
Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. You hate like the Victoria's Secret angel.
Oh, I don't like petite at all.
Okay.
Like no curves, no boobs. I'm a boob guy.
I like the Victoria's Secret angel look, but they're sometimes a little too skinny. I like a little more thickness, like muscle thickness.
Well, we know you do. We get that.
But what were you saying?
I don't like super petite, like especially if they're like 6'1", 6'2", like skinny. I get it, like the face and the eyes and all that. But in terms of what I always go for, it's always like more meat on it. I don't know.
Meat on it.
Meat. Wow. Don't even say Lizzo.
You know who has meat? A lot of meat on it. He likes the meat on the fucking toenails. That's how much he likes the meat on it.
This is great. I'm gonna get some DMs on this.
So we got Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday, but a lot of people are celebrating Saturday,
this weekend,
Sunday, Friday.
This is what? Thursday, the weekend before Valentine's Day.
Right.
How do you go about this as a single dude? Where do we start?
Well, as a single dude, you need to branch it onto a couple different categories. Okay. Are you a single dude that's sexually active?
Right.
Are you a single dude that's like seeing someone?
No.
Are you a single dude that has someone in mind?
Okay.
Are you a single dude with no fucking options at all?
Well, you know, we'll see how this weekend goes at this point.
So, all right, that you already answered my next question was, do you have a date for Valentine's
Day? So I don't, but here's the thing is for Valentine's Day is I think it's a huge like mindset where keep in mind if there are plenty of other single people enjoying this holiday, like itching to get a Valentine just due to like social media, movies, rom-coms kind of thing.
Okay.
And I think you got just that mentality is huge going into the weekend.
Okay.
In my opinion, what do you think about that? You think people like feel obligated? Like our Christmas episode of like gifting friends with benefits. Do you think people are obligated? Like it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day even more so than ever. Okay. Because Valentine's Day is literally a holiday for couples, right?
Yeah, and if you're single, you're fucking lonely.
Right,
right. There's like a stigma.
From previous Valentine's Days that I've had, I feel obligated to do something with the girl.
Interesting.
Even if I'm not seeing a girl at the time.
Okay.
Or at the very least, going to a party and having a good time. Right.
Okay, so do you have a date? No.
As of now, I have a double date sort of hangout group thing on Friday night.
Okay.
So 2 days before Valentine's Day, I have a date, but like the girls and the other guy I'm going with, which is my roommate, we were like joking, like, oh, it's a double date, right? It's a date. It's a Valentine's Day date.
Yeah.
Basically, we're taking them to Mastro's and they're just running up the tab.
And they're paying, and then we're going
to
split it.
What do you think Valentine's Day dates are to girls? It's not your boyfriend or your husband.
Right. Okay. So you have to be, so you're saying like in the earlier stages, like if you're talking, you've hooked up a couple times, how do you treat this holiday?
Let's say, you kind of know the guy and like you're kind of interested, but like,
okay,
is it to you? What do you categorize?
I would always keep it in like a social setting because a one-on-one that early, even if it's like Valentine's Day, we have to do something. That might put too much pressure. You might put a label on it that you don't want to put a label on it, in my opinion.
Right.
So I think like just going out with a ton of people with her and then you guys can kind of talk and like kind of get to enjoy the holiday together.
Right.
It's kind of one-on-one, but you have friends around.
Right.
So there's not nearly as much pressure.
I guess what I was really asking was, as a single guy, when you ask a girl on a Valentine's Day date, you're trying to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Maybe part of you, a hint of you wants to date her, but you're single, she's single, you're trying to get laid, right?
Yeah.
But to girls, is it about getting laid? Is it about the Instagram story to be like, I'm at Mastro's, and then not tag the guy?
Yeah.
About the free dinner? Is it about telling your girlfriends, oh, yeah, this guy took me on a date?
I think,
what is it?
I think it's just the idea of having plans.
Like
having zero on Valentine's Day is way more detrimental than like dinner with a double date.
Because
like
your friend Sally has dinner with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then
Jenna
Jenny
is seeing... How the fuck did we both say Jenna?
It's the most basic white name.
That's kind of weird. Anyways.
We always say Jenny, I guess.
Oh, you said Jenny. I said Jenna.
Same thing.
But so maybe they have plans and you don't want to be stuck at home watching The Bachelor by yourself.
Right. And they're like, oh, we had the best date ever. We went to Mastro's and Boa and got some ice cream. And you're like, what did you do? I'm like, It's some ice cream.
A lot of masturbation.
A lot of chocolate, a little rubbing one out, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there's like just the idea of being with people, whether it's the opposite sex or just your friend, your girls, or Galentine. Isn't Galentine's like tonight or tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah, it's I didn't know it was a certain day.
It's the night before. It's like Palentine's for guys and Galentine's. I think that started in like The Office. I don't remember.
That's so stupid.
it's like.
But then again, I guess if you're lonely, it's better than fucking.
So I think that's my point. Is I think it's the plan of like having something lined up, because being alone is the worst option. So
I think it's part of that. I'd say that's about 50%, and I'd say the other 50% is like. I don't want to look at it cynically, but I think girls literally just want a nice dinner.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, I would too. You're going to pay for my catch? Hell yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get me flowers and fucking wine and dine me and open the door for me.
And maybe I'll let you go down on me.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, why fucking not? But also, ladies, if you are saying yes to a guy on Valentine's Day night.
Okay.
And going to dinner.
Oh shit.
And not at least sucking his dick.
Come on.
You're the problem. You are the problem.
I was expecting you to go.
You are the problem. At the very least, you know, give him a little handy, right?
Just help him out a little bit. All right, it's Valentine's Day. We're all a little horny, right?
Give him something.
Maybe you're having oysters.
Not gonna lie, aphrodisiacs. If I got a little handy, I'm gonna be pretty disappointed. But at the very least, give him a handy. Yeah. Don't fucking kiss him goodbye on your porch and be like, all right.
Bye. Yeah, one little kiss on the cheek.
See you when I see you. Right?
Yeah.
No, see you next year. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Yeah. So this is the next part that I want to get into, right?
Okay.
If you don't have a girl you're talking to, is it weird to go on a blind date on Valentine's Day? Whether the blind date is you got hooked up, whether it's Tinder or Bumble, or whether you're sliding in some girl's DMs. Is it weird to hang out with a girl you've never met on Valentine's
Day? One-on-one?
One-on-one.
I mean... For me, it's like, why are you still... This is your last resort? You can't find anything else than a spontaneous online Bumble date on...
Hey, I mean, if you're not getting laid, you're not getting laid. Sure. You're desperate.
And again, that goes to our point of like having a plan is the most beneficial thing, right? So I don't think it's weird, but I think like if that's what it comes to, I think you need to like self-audit and be like, all right, where am I screwing up in like this whole dating world?
Right.
We have other episodes to help you out, but like...
Right.
There's got to be a better situation for next year, in my opinion.
I'm just thinking, I think as a guy, like I discussed, you're just trying to get laid if you're single on Valentine's Day.
Right.
That's fine. But what is the girl going to think? Oh, this guy's sliding into my DMs asking me to dinner on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Clearly, he has no options. Clearly, he's not a guy, you know. In demand.
Yeah.
He's very attainable.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so easy
to get. He's very desperate.
Why?
Should you just say, all right, fuck it, I'm going to ask her on a date next week? Or should you still go on a date with her?
I mean, at that point, you're just going to treat it like everything else, right? I feel like just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't mean that you have to do something. But I know how you know a lot of women think about this holiday. So you can kind of like maybe take advantage of that mentality. Maybe she just wants something. Maybe she's horny too and she just wants to get something.
Right.
Then that's fine. But again, you got to think of the same mindset. This chick literally has zero... On Valentine's Day, why is she so available?
Right. I would say you need to text her at least a week and a half in advance, 10 days in advance, right?
Okay.
And just see how it is. Don't be like, hey, Valentine's Day,
show up with flowers, chocolate,
right?
Condoms, right? The whole thing?
Condoms. What the fuck are you?
Just me?
Hey, here's a Bumble date. Here's a condom.
A magnum.
A box of condoms. Well, in my case, it'd be like Durex's.
Yeah, mine's
extra thin.
Yeah.
But like,
it's not even there.
Yeah, but like, it's serious, right?
Yeah.
I think what you do is you feel it out.
Okay.
Right? You feel it out. You're like, hey, what do you have plans next week? Right. Even though everyone knows Valentine's Day is coming up.
Right.
Oh, are you going to any fun parties?
Right.
Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And then once she tells you, I have no plans, I'm free, I have no date for Valentine's Day, then I think you're like, hey, actually, as a matter of fact, I don't either.
Right.
Let's do this.
This is the biggest part is if you have nothing, and try to get a social thing set up and then invite her to that. I think that is your best bet. You can try the one-on-one thing, but I always try to...
So like a Valentine's Day party.
Valentine's Day, a Palentine's, Galentine's, whatever label you want to put on it. And then from there, you get to know her and like, you know what? Let's go out to eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's go out to eat on Monday or whatever. That's my opinion.
I like that.
I think that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Right. Let me know what you guys think about that. I think if you have really good advice on your Valentine's Day stories, some of your best ofs or your worst of, DM us. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm GW Park. Hey, don't forget, guys, please leave us 5-star review. That helps us out a lot. Yep. And
like, comment, share it, all the other podcast bullshit. And we will see you next week.
Peace.